The Plan of Salvation Made Plain, January 7th. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. In the Bible, the whole duty of man is defined. Solomon says, "Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." The will of God is revealed in His written word, and this is the essential knowledge. Human wisdom, familiarity with the languages of different nations, is a help in the missionary work. An understanding of the customs of the people, of the location and time of events, is practical knowledge, for it aids in making the figures of the Bible clear, in bringing out the force of Christ's lessons, but it is not positively necessary to know these things. The wayfaring man may find the pathway cast up for the ransom to walk in, and there will be no excuse found for anyone who perishes through misapprehension of the Scriptures. In the Bible, every vital principle is declared, every duty made plain, every obligation made evident. The whole duty of man is summed up by the Savior. He says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." In the Word, the plan of salvation is plainly delineated. The gift of eternal life is promised on condition of saving faith in Christ. The drawing power of the Holy Spirit is pointed out as an agent in the work of our salvation. The rewards of the faithful, the punishment of the guilty, are all laid out in clear lines. The Bible contains the science of salvation for all those who will hear and do the words of Christ. The Apostle says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The Bible is its own expositor. One passage will prove to be a key that will unlock other passages, and in this way light will be shed upon the hidden meaning of the Word. By comparing different texts treating on the same subject, viewing their bearing on every side, the true meaning of the Scriptures will be made evident. The Lord God, the Creator of the worlds, at infinite cost has given the gospel to the world.